We milled the sugya of Korea. We started this man with the sugya of Boina and Saiser, and now learning Korea and Teifer. The first question is, what is the difference between the two? The idea of Korea is to separate something, especially according to the Rambam. When the Rambam holds a Tolda is Mendabek and Yoris, but Mepharek is sticking them together and separating it. And Boina and Saiser, the idea of Saiser is also to disconnect things. What's the chil between the idea of Korea and the idea of Saiser? So the Malachim bring down, there's a Minchas Chinuch, that he says by Korea is dafka something that's soft, something that you sew the oris together. However, let's say a person gets klicheres, it breaks apart, and even if you sew it together, you're disconnecting it, that's nichol negedah of Saiser. The name Moshe Nishalmi seems to go this way. And therefore, we're down with the Chodashoni, and the Max Elio, and the Ribiyat, and the Smechabonim. The idea is a chil between soft and hard. The question they do ask is that there's a bunch of bir halachas over here. There's a small one, a two-liner. It brings down that the halacha over here is by Medabek Nioris and Oris. Who then says the Mishnah Berurah, right from the Gemara of Ayin Dalad, someone sticks together eight spe'eits. Someone takes wood, attaches one to another, that's nichel in the tolder of the idea of Korea and Saiser. So the obvious question is, Korea and Saiser. Korea and Taifa and Korea. The obvious question is, L'chura, we have a bayad, it's not something that's soft, wood is something that's hard. So where are the Achonim want to point out, L'chura, there's two types of wood. There's hard wood, you have a shtender, and you can have a soft wood. The way I understand it, you have a lulav. Lulav is also wood. And what do you do with a lulav? You bend it, you weave, you rip it. There's something that's soft over here. In the case of Gemara of Ayin Dalad, they want to say, means something that's a soft wood over here. And therefore, in Echnami, the idea of Korea and Teifer, something that's soft, Masha'enkein, Boinan Saisa is something that's hard over here. Rav Moshe seems to have a second malach in the tshuva in Chelk Aleph Sim Kuvcha Beis, when he has 10 and often discussing opening up a tuna fish can and a bag of sugar. The first 5 and often is discussing the idea of Saisa and Boinan. Gets involved in Vinim Sibir Kalim. Afterwards, the 6 and half, he says, that's negeta the sugar of tuna fish cans. Negeta, a bag of sugar, is the malach of Korea. And Akavi starts off with, what is the chil between Korea and between the idea of Boinan Saiser? He says, but the case of Boinan Saiser, it's better when you build something, you have a sira, has a chalal to it, something that stands by itself, you have an oil that stands by itself, you have a binyan that stands by itself. Mashenkin begodim is something that's miskapel, it bends, has no sira to it, it collapses, it folds it. That's nichol negedah of Korea and Teifer. So we have the chil according to Moshe, seem to be a drop different than the idea of soft and hard. But first, the concept, what exactly did he create? Is there a tzur over here? Is there a chalal over here? That's boina. And your story, that's saiser. Something that has no tzur to it, falls down and collapses, that's nichol negedah of Korea and Teifer. Now, it could be that we have an idea of Korea is getting our two options, either something that's soft, or Korea is something that's miskapel. What about the other way around? The idea over here of something that's Saiser, could we have something that's Saiser or something that's soft? So it seems to be in numerous Makaris this question. That means the Falcon in the true reality says, I bring you right from Moshe, something that's soft has no Saiser. Brings the Moshe down, now it's not go this way. We had a loch at Simon Shinya Dalad and Sif Yud, but the sugya of Chais Mishab Karko. You have rope around Karko. The loch over there is that a person has a right to discuss an idea of cutting, unraveling, and untying. So over there, the loch is a person can untie, but cannot cut it, unravel. Why says the mechaber? Because the issur of stira. The mechaber says on a rope, the issur of stira. Lechura, why is that stira for? It sounds like even something that's soft is it din of stira. Unless you want to say maybe, that maybe since the rope is bolted to the carcass, it get of carco. But come on the place of Shabbos, and then we have Roman Simatovka for your test, discussing the envelope. Can you open up on Shabbos? Says the Magarim, you have two problems. One's Korea, and one's Saiser. He says, besides the Sugyo Saiser, he wants to answer, Ein Bini Masir Bekelim. So the Korea will be really negate our Sugyo. But he points out, negate an envelope, the Chor is something that's soft over here, and he's calling it a Geta of Saiser. The Chor, we see idea of that Saiser, even though something that's soft over here. And therefore, Sharmik wants to tie the Geta of Saiser means anything that's a Geta of Kli, whether it's soft or hard, won't make a difference. It's a Kli, it's envelopes a Kli. Now you're destroying the Kli over here. That means you could also be something soft, you destroy a Kli, it's nichol negedah of a Saiser.
But an envelope is not a couple, it doesn't make
when you have an envelope, it falls down. It doesn't have a halal. There's no space inside. It's not like an oil. A sweater that's closed has nothing inside, right? The envelope has nothing inside. When you open an envelope, what's going to happen? It closes. It has no halal. It has no tzura to it. Sounds like that. Sounds like that. Malka Moshe. A nafkamina come along with Rav Nevin Tzal of the Mishnah Berurah. He has a goyis over here, and he says, let's say you open up a bag of milk. What melacha are we discussing by bags of milk? According to Rav Moshe, it says, we're not discussing the get of Seisr, discussing the get of Kureya, and the clone the get to Kureya. He discusses also, we have the tolda of Megabin. Megabin is the tolda of Baina. What cheese are we discussing, hard cheese or soft cheese? It says Rav Nevin Tzal discussing hard cheese, but if you make soft cheese on Shabbos, that's not the get of Baina and Seisr. According to Moshe, has no chalal, has no tzur, it falls down. Which you couldn't get involved with. We discussed making egg salad on Shabbos, making the balls and putting it down. Does that have any tzur, any chayma to it? According to this idea of l'chura, it's not megabin. It collapses, no chayma to it, cannot stand by itself. And therefore won't be a shalom negate, making egg salad, giving it tzur to it on Shabbos. I can ask me, the whole idea of Megabin, where is it coming from? The gate to exile is a Magavram by us in the Simon Shin Mem. He is causing a case of Tamarim that are stocked and jammed together, and it's very strong, solid, has Mamas Tzura to it. That means even if you cut out the in between Tamarim, it'll stand, because Batsim is a solid thing over here. Cheese, you cut out the middle, it'll have a halal inside. You cut out cottage cheese in the middle, it'll fall right down. You cut out the egg inside from the middle, the whole thing will fall right down. Has no chayma to itself. So we seem to have an idea over here of applying bain and soysa as dafka, something either soft or something that has a chalal to it. And the question is, does soysa apply to both? You could say maybe another idea, a simple way of saying it over. Then when I say the word kureya, is the word ripping. Rip. You take paper and you rip it. You pull it down. The word of soysa is something called breaking. You take wood and you break it. You don't rip wood and you don't break paper. Why? Because one's a tzura of ripping and pulling down, separating things. Mashaken by wood, something that you break apart. Now, you could get involved, what's Kriyas Yamsuf? The Chiddush HaRim says, Kriyas Yamsuf, we rip the water, we break the water, should be Chalaka Mayim, you separate the water. What's the Lashon of Kriya? You have to analyze, Mara Shabbos gets involved. What's Kriyas Yamsuf, the Gerta of Sigil over here? But actually, it sounds like a simple understanding of how the oil will say over. Something that snaps apart, something that you break, that's soyser. Something you pull down, that's nichla get of Korea. So first what came out, I think we said four ideas over here. One is the chil between soft and hard, that's the minchas chinuch, let's say also. A second idea, how a Moshe says over, where something has a base kibble, where something has no tzura to it. A third idea over here, a chil between ripping and breaking. And the fourth idea over here, it can be in chalami both. It'll be a case when you have a letter, it's a case of being soystickly and also ripping the paper. Two ideas.
So and a container of milk and a bag of milk, and that two different...
Correct. One soyser, one's korea. Now, we discussed one time, we'll leave it over the sugya of Teifer, when a person puts a poster up on the wall, what malacha are we discussing? Poster, something that's soft. The wall is something that's hard. What happens if you attach something that's soft to something that's hard? Is that Teifer, is that korea, or is that mutter? So again, we'll get to Taif in a week from now. We'll go back to this question. What exactly is our malachah discussing putting on posters on the wall and taking them off on Shabbos? Now, the Gerat Kureya, the last two Sifim and Sifim Shin Mem, is the malachah of Kureya. Now, the question is, it's one of the Lamtas malachas, the 24th malachah is Kureya. How in the world do we rip things on Shabbos? Kureya says it's Osir. And everyone knows we rip to get cups out of a bag, we rip the bag. Rip anytime chips to get the food inside. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Who it's one of the lamtas malachas. So today we'd like to build on the yesedis, the building blocks. Next chabur we'll go through all the different cases practically. The starting point is Sif Yud Gimel says in Mechaber, according to Gemara and Beya, and Daf Lama Beis, the Gemara says, Ein shavim esacheres, ve'ein karmanir b'nei shuk b'sakim kli. Lochi, the person that cannot break a cheres, the person that cannot cut near, says the Rambam and the Mechaba, why after the get it of the second kli? So first, what's the case? The way Rashi explains the sugyo, on Yontif you have a right to cook. What they would do is they would take a spit and put food on top of it. You put food on top of it, the food might burn. So what they would do is they would take either a piece of cheres, they put it on top of the spit, or a piece of paper, They put it inside water, put it on top of the spit, and put the food on top of the paper, on top of the charis. That means these two things are blocking the fire from hitting the food. So what's the person doing? He's ripping the paper to use one side on top of the spit. He's breaking the charis to use one side on top of the spit, so he could cook his food on Yom Tov. The loch is, you're even the Islam of Mesak and Kli, go do that on Shabbos. The question is, a two-point question, wrote down in the Prima Gadim, and the Bialocha points this out. The number one, first of all, why is it Mesak and Kli? Why is that Nechon the Gedda of Korea? There ain't Choy Kinnir, it can't cut near, as Mesak and Kli, Shmiya Dindarais of Korea. And number two, this Alocha Mesak and Kli, the Rambam puts it under Perch of Gimel and Elko Shabbos. That's the idea of Shvusim or Mesak or Makar Patish. That means it's calling it a case of Drabonon. So why are you putting it under a Drabonon of Makar Patish? Put it under the Rice of Korea. Ends of the Prima Gadim with Tzarchin Ka'is. I'm not clear why in the world is not Nichon the Ged of Korea but the Rice over here. So we're going to have a numerous Mahalchim, and they have to apply them obviously Lalocha. The first idea, you could say over, what is the Mloch of Korea? Is Korea Amnas lit for? Is Korea Amnas the Sake? We discussed in the Bialocha last time. The way how the Ritva understands is Amnas lit for. When you rip the paper over here and put it on top of the spit, is the person doing it Amnas lit for? He's not doing it for that reason. Therefore, the reason why it's only Drabonon, because Korea Shloi Amnas lit for. Bishmak Givaldik. Aye, the Bialocha has a question, the Gemara Kofayim Ebeis says clearly, Korba Chamosoi. Or Bermesa, a person is Chayiv, even though Amnas, not Amnas Litfor. So we answered last time, either this type says it's Amnas Litfor, Kestoma Oim Litfor, or this type wants to say, because you want the pool of Kri over here, or the Morgan Ovis wants to tie into the fact doing a mitzvah, mitzvah's machshveit for the act of Amnas Litfor. Different ways of answering it, but what he said over here is Amnas Litfor. That's why it's a case to draw bottom. The obvious point is, Mishmur would not go this way. He is very clear that we need Amnas Asakin. So according to him, it's back the question over here, the why in the world are we not chayim mitzvah the sugya of Korea? V'oid, this halacha is misakin, according to the Chayodom, this halacha is the Rambam. The Chayodom holds in the Rambam that there's a varin amnas litfor, except according to the Rambam, amnas misakin is chayim v'smolocha she'en tichlu gufoy yichayiv. That was the Chayodom's mahalach. Who is this halacha? It's the Rambam. The Rambam holds, even when it's not Amnas Litfor, Amnas Asakin, also Yichayvatz Kureya. So whether you go to Bialoch's Mahalach or the Chayoz's Mahalach, it's a kash in the Rambam, also be Chayvon Sadasuk of Kureya. Either way, you have a kash. So second Mahalach, Hamel Nishmas Odom, he says, when the Mechabah says, Kim Asakin Kli, it means Chayiv. It does not mean Yabodon, it means Chayiv.
Chayvatz what?
I, Makar Patish. I guess the question, so say Kureya. There are two cases here, the Shayb Acheres and the Karmanir. It's had the ratio, we took the idea of Makar Patish. But Echanami, it means Chayiv. You have to be Chayiv. According to the Rama, it has to be Chayiv. According to the Mechabal, what are you Chayiv? The question the Bialoch is pointing out, but where is the Rambam? In Perich of Gimel. Perich of Gimel is a Loch of Shvosim, a case of the Abonans. It's come to the Nishma Sodom, and he writes as a Havmino, and the words of the Bialoch is Echam and Agdoilim. Doesn't want to quote which God of this is, but what is the Agdoilim? The Shulchan Aruch Rav. He wants to have a Mahalach over here. He wants to tell you that what defines the Moloch of Kureya is Dafka when you have a bunch of things that are separated, you put them together. That's being Medabik, and separating is disconnecting it. But something that's Guf Echad, one thing, one entity, you have one piece of R, one piece of leather, and you rip the leather, that's not Kureya. Kureya is connecting and disconnecting pieces. But one piece and breaking the piece in half, that's not Kureya. Nothing to do with Kureya. Now, come on to the Bialoch, and he points out, that's against it before Shi Yishalmi. Against it before Shi Yishalmi. And therefore, he wants to say, there's a Havmin of the Nishma Sodom, not as Maskono. So first of all, the grass goes this way, Aloch L'maiso. Second, Nuhut HaKhoedim point out, look up the Nishma Sodom inside. Maisa is Havmin is only this way, and also is Maskono this way. It is Maskono. Not like the Bialoch says it. And Betzim, how do you answer the Yishalmi? Nishma Sodom. Not like the Bialoch saying it. They ask a kash in the Mishnah Berurah. The grass says Aloch L'mais and the Shema Zodim, either Yishalmi, either one say the two Lashonis and Yishalmi, or you can say that the Sefto will get Kor Gabbai Chovetz always with the Yishalmi, or they point out, even with the Yishalmi means, says the Shema Zodim, it's connecting one R to another piece of R. does not mean one piece of art disconnecting that one piece. It means to connect one art to another art and disconnecting it. That's Nichol Negeda of Korea. And therefore, they point out, side the Maskon and the Chayodom and the Graz, Aloch L'maisa, they hold the definition of Korea has to be a bunch of pieces. That means when you sew something, it's a bunch of strands over here. That's what it is, been piled. Every time you sew, it's a bunch of things, a button to something, you're putting things together. But having one entity over here, you rip a piece of paper. Mutter, not Korea. Person who rips a tablecloth, it's not Korea. Anything that's one rip or is not Korea. Not the get to the Moloch Korea. But Sakamono, Saisa, other cases, but it's not Korea.
Why is paper considered one entity?
Paper is one piece. This is one piece.
It's
fine, but right now, it's all one.
Sure,
that's he's going on this halacha in Korea. It's going on this halacha, right?
Sure,
going on this. He's saying it's not Korea. On this halacha.
Sure it is.
Sure it is. Bunch of threads. Look at it. Take a magnifying glass. Bunch of threads.
Sewn together.
Start clearing. Economy. Start clearing.
So what's the
no, even the same. No, even the same. It's sewn
together.
It's a cloth.
It's
a cloth. Every cloth is sewn together.
Sure.
Sure, it's shnegofim. A papish. Everything is, when you glue things together, whether the av is a shirt, that's two gofim, that's one thing sewn together. Right, you see threads over here. That's a book on. One. Tablecloth is one. Plastic tablecloth. Plastic
tablecloth.
Plastic tablecloth. The plastic tablecloth is one. Plastic tablecloth. Okay. And Yeshiva Smear, that plastic tablecloth, that is one. Ripping on Shabbos is not Korea. Ripping paper is not Korea. Ripping or the Maestro, those who pass like this, Tila David and Mechaim Noah, they pass in something that's one is not Nichol Negeda of Korea. This is one saying, no Kash from Nishalmi. That means right now we have three Mahalchim, and Mishwud is not like either one. The idea of Amnas Litfor, Mishmur disagrees, Amnas Asakin. The idea that the halacha is chayiv in the mechaper, Mishmur says not true, Ram Perichov Gimel. The idea that one gulf is nichel negedu of, not get of Korea, says the Mishmur is against Yishalmi. So I can answer for the Mishmur, three malachim gone, who have come along with the fourth malach. He says, Lula Mistafino, I tell you Dovah Chodesh. As the Ulam says over, Dovah Chodesh, Osim in the Torah. Fine, he says, Lula Mistafino, I say Dovah Chodesh over here. He says, what is Yisoid? He wants a taina when he rips something in the middle and you want to use both sides, a use over here, that's Korea. But let's say a person has a piece of paper and he wants to put it on top of the spit and he wants to rip one side, put it in the garbage, the other side, put it on the spit, only one side, that's not nichol negeda of Korea. That's a kilkel, that's ruining the thing over here. There's no maila to it. And therefore, for this reason, Korea has to be using both sides. If you don't use both sides, not nichol negeda the race of Korea. Sorry?
I'm an
Esther Hakim. It's not Nichol Negeda. Ram does not love that. But again, neither the Reisa of Korea.
No, I'm an Esther Hakim doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, going in the Ram. In the Mishmur Shita. It's the Rabbonon, Makapatish, very good. So why? The two cases are Shoim and Cheres and Koinus and Eir. So the reason why it's a Makapatish, the Rabbonon to go on Cheres also. That means once we knock it out of the Reisas, it's a very good way to the case of Masakimono. Now, there is a shallow, is the Mishabu over here saying that there's no Korea, it's out of the Moloch of Korea? There's no Korea, but still it's in the Rabbon of Korea over here. How do you understand the Mishabu? Pasha, the words how he says over, is words that are Nichol Negeda of Hefzid. That means Pasha is saying there's still in this Rabbon over here. And Muzama says, even when the Mishabu values it in the Rabbon, Gam Nichol Neshoni sounds like what's Taino, it's out of the Pasha of Korea. It's even Mutter, it's the of Korea. Now, to understand what this means, my father's going to ask right now. The person goes to the Sherutim, and he has toilet paper. And he rips to use one side. Is that one side, or is that two sides? Is that...
He's not throwing the other side out.
And he's not doing for the other side. He only needs one piece. Okay, so he only needs one piece.
It's taking the roll.
Is that Korea? We're asking, is that the Sugya of Korea? Is that Korea with the Mishmur side, Luna Mistafino? He only wants one side over here. So come on the Chalkas Yaakov. He says, the Maisa, you want one side, according to the Mishabur, that's not Korea of Deraisa. So the Bina Mishal Mazam is the Mitzvah, the Shemir Shabbos. You want one side, not the other side.
But he says the other side is thrown out over here.
Oh, so, and my father says, I'm asking because how can I argue? Apisor Shabbat, the Mishabur sounds like Mitzvah is a get of kilkel and destruction that Hefzid over here. And therefore, Binyamin Zilbi has a tshuva and Archer Shabbos, and he says over, and he says, otherwise, they're incorrect. Tell me, it's a kilkul. Vad is nichol negeda of Korea and Mocha Dereisa. Vad didn't want both sides. I might not want both sides right now. Korea, I'm not slitzvah, is that for you? We live for on Shabbos, we live for even during the week. Avada want both sides over here. Avada want both sides if they're going to get a Kareya over the rice over here. We'll come out, they're ripping toilet paper on Shabbos. Yeah, you see, if you glue it together. Again, Kareya, how do you take two tissues? You glue it together. That's you glue it together. So the reading of the Mishnah, if you read it over and over, like three different times, it says there's no tikkun at all over here. It's not masak and nichlin get of hefsid. It sounds like, but when there is a tikkun, not nichlin get of hefsid, avadi chayv, you want, like, they're both sides of here. The chura, right, the chura Mishnah Berurah, the ripping toilet paper, it's machloket among the svarim, but it sounds more, at least to my father, Avi Mori, and the Benjamin Zilber, and the Orchid Shabbos, avadi nichlin get of a derais over here. Now this mahalach of the Mishnah Berurah, the Olam Sod Shvishi Shabbos, the Parak Gimel, the words Ein Oy Elo Divrei Nevius. Where in the world did he get it from? He says which Navi told him these words over here. Can't say maybe Navi did tell him, but which Navi told it to him? Where did it come from, this idea over here? If he wants to argue, he points out also the Bialach himself ends off with Tzarech Im Becholzeh. Even the Mishnah Berurah himself is not clear in this mahalach over here. Coming to Mishnah Berurah and says, very good answer, Pshat in the Rambam right now. The get over here is where I want both sides. But who have another malach according to Rashi? We mentioned already last Chabura that we had a question according to Rashi, but Pseich based Tzavar, what malach or Oivir says Rashi, the Issa of Sakimonim? Maka, Patrus, Dindaraisa. Why not even the Issa of Korea? Like, sounds that way for the Rambam. So came along with the Mishibura, and he wants to say first how to answer the Mechaber. Number one, maybe the Mechaber is Chazer. But number two, he wants to say, Mishan Rashi and the Mechaber, that the idea of Kareya has to be when you see the pulas of Kilkul. The person sees destruction, that's what Kareya is. The person sees the act of Tikkun, the person sees a person making the neck of a sweater, that's not Kareya. Kareya is an act of Be'etzim of Kilkul, that has a Maila Levep, you see Kilkul. You see Tikkun, that's not Kareya. Says the Mishmur, if so, who would know he'll be the same Yisoid? I have two pieces of paper. I want to break it, use it as a top of the spit. What I see? I see Tikkun. I see Cheres over here. I want to break it and put it on top of the spit over here. I see Tikkun. If I see Tikkun, then not Nechel Neged of Kareya. That means Mishmur has answered this question according to Rambam with his Yisoid that we have to use both sides over here. And want to answer according to Rashi, why? Because you have to see Kilkul. If I see Tikkun, not Nechel Neged of Kareya. We'll get there. That's Hashem. Now, I kidding you. Yes. You throw out the other part. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Bialach. Now, you could also ask in this Mahalach, is there still a Din D'Rabbanan of Kareya or is it Mutar's Kareya? So, Shlomo Zalman in Shemir Shabbos, Rav Ribia brings down, I'm sorry, Simcha Bonim brings down, says it's Mutar. Maisit in the Tikkunim, Umluim, Shlomo Zalman said, no, Vadi even is D'Rabbanan. And it writes that way in Shuba, in Chashloim, clearly that way, it's still even Isser Rabbanon. I guess Simcha Bonim did not see the Tikkunim, but even Isser Rabbanon. That means when you go to Mahalach the Rambam, that the Mishnah Berurah is saying over, that you need both sides, only have one side, it's not Kareya, it's still the Rabbanon. When you go to the Mahalach of Rashi, you have to see Kilkubi Kareya, otherwise not Kareya, you're still even Isser Rabbanon. Either way. A couple of the Shvishish HaShabbos. Yeah. What?
The Rambam brings it down by the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
Means
the Shalosh, not Rashi still argues by Pesach Beis Hatzavar.
No,
he still argues. That means Rav.
The Rabbanon,
Rashi will hold the Rabbanon in his Shito, and that means his idea that if you see Kilkul, it's not Kareya. See Tikkun, not Kareya. Still, even the Rabbanon of Kareya in Rashi Shito. Now the Shvishish HaShabbos sees the Bialocha. He doesn't like the Bialocha, and he ends up with his own Mahalach. The idea of Psikas Tolosh. A new concept of Psikas Tolosh. Now, what does that mean? First, we came out to answer, we had one question over here, what Psham Mechaba, why ripping paper is not Kareya? We came out with Vikas 6 Mahalchim. And we'll have to see practically the place can bring it down. That means, number one, we had a Mahalch I'm not slid for. That I'm not slid for. That's how, Abnezi wants to say Psham Mechaba over here. We have a second Mahalch, Echnami, a person is Chayim for it. The Shmasod was first Mahalch over here. A third over there, according to the Shmas Odom, and the Gra says that the idea of Kareya is Dafka wins a bunch of pieces. Once one piece is not Nichol to get of Kareya. A fourth Malach, the Mishabur is Lula Mistafino, the person that has to use both sides, that's Kareya, one side is not Kareya Dereiso. And a fifth Malach, the Mishabur, according to the Rashi Shito, Yasi Kilkul, see Tikkun, not Nichol to get of Kareya. A sixth Malach, the Shvizah Shabbos, the idea of Psikas Tolosh. Now, what does Psikas Tolosh mean? It's a word of violence that throws around, Muchel by the get of Kareya. So we came across it in Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Siv Zayin, Siv Ches, Siv Tes, and Siv Yud. The Ma'amokim is coming from again the Sugya and Beyo and Daf Lam Aleph. The Gemara discussed over there when a person has a rope wrapped around his karko, luckily the person can untie it but cannot cut and unravel it. Masha Inkin around Kalim, luckily the person can untie, unravel, and cut. All three. The way of the Mechaba brings down over there, he points out that three separate halachas over there. Nigeh to Kalim, Simen Shin Yud Aleph, Siv Zayin, Siv Ches. The halacha is the person has the right to unravel, cut, and to untie, all three. Why? Because we paskin the mandioma ain't binim v'sir b'kelim. If you hold the iser binim v'sir b'kelim, the halacha is the person will not be able to cut it. Won't be able to unravel it. Because the rope is bottled to the kli, whatever the kli has, the rope has. Mashenkin, the halacha over there in Sif test, the gate to Eichel, says the Maravram, everyone agrees that halacha person can cut and unravel. Why? Because everyone agrees by food, there's no buy of Korea, but everyone agrees whether you hold Ain't Bin Mistil Bakam, Yish Bin Mistil Bakam. The loch in the gate is if you would, we have rope around karko. Loch is to untie, no problem. But to cut, unravel, since the rope is brought to the karko, person cannot cut, cannot unravel. So, very good. We discussed the sugya of Bin Mistil Bakam. The obvious question is, we have rope, are you cutting it? What happened inside the sugya of Korea? Very nice, we're going to Ain't Bin Mistil, no problem. What is with Korea? Ripping something. Something that's soft over here. What happens to the malacha of Korea over here? So, come along the Paiskim, and they have different ways to answer it. The way of Mishmur, when he brings it down, he wants to tie the over there in Simen Shin Yud Aleph of Ches, he has in the brackets, he asks this question upon himself, why is that nichel in the get of Korea for? So he says, the definition of Korea is something that Shaykh Amnas lit for. It has to be the Pasha Amnas lit for. Otherwise, we know that the Amlochas, that there are opposites, there's Baina and Saisa, there's Korea and Taifer. Since there is no Amnas lit for, it's not a Pasha Amnas lit for, this is not nichel in the get of Korea. The question, obviously, is the Mishmur holds not Amnas Litfor. He holds Amnas Asakin. In fact, Numus Achoinim, some Chabam's words are Tmir Gedailach Ba in the Mishnah Bureau, that the Chora, the idea of Amnas Asakin according to Yilishitosai, do not need the get of Amnas Litfor. Chora Beardover in the Mishnah Bureau is that true, you do not need Amnas Litfor. It has to be in the Parsha of Amnas Litfor. What's in the Parsha? When you have Boino, then the Saiser go back and forth. Whether you choose to do it or not, but it's Amnas Asakin, you're in the Parsha. Kosev and Moichik, the same thing. Korea and Teufel is, if you would rip it, how would you put it back together? You would sew. String, how do you put it back together after it rips? You make a kesher. Don't sew it together. No one sews rope together. It doesn't happen that way. You do a kesher together. So it's not in the Parsha of Amnas Litfor. Not the story that you plan to Amnas Litfor. Mishmuni is Amnas Asakin. But it has to be in the Parsha of Amnas Litfor. That's the opposite, one to another. Otherwise, it's not Toiv, it's not Korea over here. In one or the other. That's the way how the Mishmur seems to understand. Come along the Graz, and the way how he wants the come along the Chaim notes to the coin the Graz, I'll tell you why it's mutter. What is the definition of Korea? The Korea is when you have a bunch of things together. String is one thing. Just like I said, you're allowed to rip paper, you're allowed to rip R. Some chayim no, you're allowed to rip a string. The shitosa, come along the chayim no, it says according to me, it's not a question at all. It's one piece over here. One entity, the mice allowed to rip. Nothing is glued together. It's one piece. One plastic tablecloth you can rip. One string of the mice you can rip.
String is not spun together.
When spun together, but where you're ripping was always one. That was always one. The what? No, even a bunch that's spun together. Well, what are you ripping? You're not unraveling it, you're ripping. What you're ripping is one thing.
Spun together makes it one.
So you have two ways of saying it. Either you make it one, but even when you're ripping it, you're not unraveling it. You're ripping the oneness.
No, and when I rip a shirt, I'm also ripping one.
No, you're cutting in between areas of it, it sounds like. No, you see the things together. You're cutting in between. The bunch of things sewn together. You're separating
it. You see it as one.
Could be. Now, come along Shavuot Shabbos. He doesn't like these malachim. He comes along to answer two things over here. One, what's Peshat and Mechaber? What says ripping paper? Why is mice not Korea? And one is, what's the Yisrael of Psikas Tolish? He came along with the Yisrael, it has to be Melechas Machsheves. We know Melechas Machsheves, Bisham Bichoshim. The words of Rashi is Melechas Sheish by Umnas. He says you find a leaf, Alav Zayas on the floor, you pick it up and break it. He did nothing. David wants a tiny, ripping leaves are nothing, ripping paper is nothing, ripping stingers are nothing. Why Melechas Machsheves? You did nothing here. No one sees you did anything. There's no Cheshivas to the pool that you did. Therefore, it's mutter. They're saying a massive Yisrael, the what finds Psikas Tholish? The fact that he did not Psikas Tholish, the answer is, there's no Cheshivas what he did over here. Lack of Cheshivas. Psikas Tholish is mutter. The Gemara says rip string. Now, it seems to be a machlokes what the definition of Psikas Tholish means over here. The way how the Mishabuah seems to be saying Psikas Tholish, his words are, you're ripping things that's around Tholish. When it's around the Kli, it's mutter. Around Karka is also. Saying what's around it. The way how Chaim Noah, Shvizu Shabbos says, Psikas Tholish means the rope itself is Tholish, has no Shivas, therefore you can break it. That means they're teaching the words differently. Shvizu Shabbos says, Psikas Tholish, this is nothing, this is a leaf on the floor. Leaf on the floor, you can't break a leaf on the floor. That's nothing. That means itself, the thing itself is Tholish, has no Shivas. So Chaim Noah, it's Ori, ripping it, no problem. The way Mishabu is saying Tholish means it's wrapped around Tholish. Mashenkin wrapped around the Kli. That means the argument types towards what's happening over here. Therefore, practically, a person gets a box of cake, string wrapped around it. Come Shabbos, he has string wrapped around it. Now, what to go do? Can he cut the string? Psikas Tholish. That's mutter. So the Paiskim. Avada, everyone agrees the mice, that's mutter. That's not a shail over here. However, the Paiskim do speak out the Geder. Number one, says the Tosha Shabbos in the Chayodom, to cut the string has to be Dafkal Tzarech Shabbos. That means, for example, let's say a person someone wants to cut string on Shabbos for no reason. That's not nichel the hetter. It has to be tzarech Shabbos. Or the Yavid says it has to be tzarech mitzvah. For Eid, the Moshe and Shuv over here, Simukul Chabez, when it gets involved ripping bags and opening tuna fish cans, the Olam knows Maskal the Moshe is why each thing should be mutter. He ends off lemeister in lahatter, not to go do it. And he gives you a list of examples. It's less tzarech kodol idegoy kudoymo. One of the examples he writes. And therefore, loy lachter lekoya chevel akosher b'yasak. Do not cut rope that's wrapped around a bag. He asks him with the Gemara matter. The Gemara says mutter. Why? Because the neitara mu'otim is manazeh. That means the Moshe Gzeira is not. We know the sugyas. We understand. We don't know. Let's be machmer. He's saying people will lead to problems, and this is a chokah to other cases, and even things that the Gemara says is mutter. The locha says mutter. The ma'aser ain lahatter. The Moshe says, don't do that. He's saying, our case of Psikas Tholish, we're coming from, what does that mean, the big Mavucho? But the Gemara's case is mutter, so the Moshe says, don't do that. Fine. Dan Hog is, we do numerous things that Moshe is not going to do. But they have to realize how far Moshe took his Yisrael over here.
You shouldn't cut the string around the cake.
My father did. I saw it my own eyes.
Because I never read to the end of the tune. A long tune. Why is paper something that's meant to be
toifer
together?
It's, no, so it's not toifer. The tolical ram is glued together. It's either glued together or sewn together. What do you do? If you want to reattach it, what do? You take glue and glue it together. How would you reattach it? String, you make a kesher. Paper, you glue. Now, another example we spoke of last week, negate to shetels. In the case of Yekomid, if the situation to pull out hairs. Came over to Urcha Shavas, he said, Nichol neged of Korea. And we should over the give and take ahead with our Reuben. Why nichol get of Kriya? Came along with Chaim Noh, and the Chodoshoni, and Nishma Shabbos, others, they say, Psikas Tholish. That's ripping string. Ripping string, you have to know why it's not Kriya. You have to bunch of three different reasons why. But the Meister Psikas Tholish, the Meister is Mut over here.
It comes out if you have a bowl around the cake, you know, those fancy.
Right.
That's very
efficient. So when you cut it. The cutting it is Psikas Tholish should not be a problem.
No, but you just said.
Yeah, the string also we throw this away. My prayers throw it away. I think by string also you make a kasher. I don't think you'll sew it together. String, we'll knot it together, you won't sew it together. I think also if people will knot it together. When it rips, what would happen? You would knot it together, you won't sew it together. If you could not, if you had enough space, you would not together. If it's not, it's not. Maybe a good question. Now, another. Sorry? Again, depends on Shmuel. If Shmuel did not go this way, that's the Shmuel Shabbos. You have to know what his getter is. maskim was together, lack of shivas yishlotim. Another example, I saw a person once on Shabbos using dental floss. So I asked my hi. She said, psikas tolish. She said, very good psikas tolish, but you forgot the sack and mono. That's this halacha over here. That means instead of paiskim, all this from down the mice, that's also. That means you always have to realize there are two sugis you have to worry about. Korea, very good, you can throw in the garbage, no problem. But to, if you're not makhmi udasi, not machate, of course not makhmi, usually, I don't care how big it is. But to cut it, instead of this from, you're about to even isser. It's also, now it's korea. Psikas tolish and mutter. When my sons was talking about Shmir Shabbos, this Shmir Shabbos could be the Abonin, so I'm going to write, so he's floating, but Levadi even is still here. You couldn't get involved, maybe inside the sugya of Muksa also, is it Muksa not? Another question. Oh, well, we'll get to that, that's a very good point. We'll bring that down in concept, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Very good. Now, let's, upon these Mahalchim, we had six Mahalchim, let's analyze one question over here. Himalong Mishnah Berurah, and he has a case of a person who wants to rip the Kenei Chatzmoy. To go to the Sheritim. That means basically, you come to your house, Shabbos, you forgot to have tissues prepared. Fun. And because Nittel was, you know, Shabbos is also, is a Doichel, I don't think it was Doichel, he ripped Tola Peyman Shabbos. So the Mice says, what is there you're over for ripping Tola Peyman Shabbos? We had six malachim over here. So let's analyze what are we over? According to the first malach, we said it has to be amaslet for. This is not amaslet for. You're only even is to do abonim. According to the second malach, the chayadon that says what it means with sakamonim means deraiso. Chori pink toilet paper is the case of deraiso. According to the third malach, it has to be a bunch of things together. The chori toilet paper is really one entity. And to rip it should be mutter. Should be no problem over here. That's Korea. Being very clear, it's not a figure of Korea. Again, someone told me about Babich's in his house. Yes, they're all connected to tissues. Said, Mavaya, it's one piece of paper. So I'm not sure what happened to Sakamono. Maybe it's not Shiva's in Sakamono. It's not a figure of Korea. A fourth idea, according to Rambam, has to be to use both sides. Now, if you go, I think my father wants to go. It's understood you want to use both sides over here. Who are ripping toilet papers and get over the raiso. According to the Mahalach over here, that you have to see Kilkul, and if you see Tikkun, not Nichol together of Kriya, according to Rashi in the Bialocho, in this case, it would be only case of the Rabbonim. According to the idea of Psigas Talush, the Mice in this case should be Mutter. That means of the six Mahalach negated ripping toilet paper, two is Deraisa, two is Rabbonim, and two is Mutter. Sorry? The Mice, taking a step further, we have to analyze it. Mishmua says, the idea of ripping toilet paper, he says, even is the Reiser Mishum Kureya. In whose sheet is the Mishmua saying this in? That means Mishmua the Alocha says we have the Rambam and we have Rashi. He says in the Rambam, the idea you have to use two sides, be the Reiser. According to Rashi, you have to see the act of Kilkul. Here you see the act of Tikkun. Should be a case of the Rabbanon. What is the Mechaber Shita according to the Mishnah Berurah? The Mechaber says in Simon Shini Zayin, Sech based tzaver is makar patish. Therefore, when the mechaber is going like Rashi, what mahalach is the mechaber going with? You have to see kilkul. We see tikkun is not kureyo, not dindereiso. Then, according to the mechaber, ripping toilet paper is what? Is only the chura drabonim. So, come on, the Torah some lachas of Yom Zilman ask you, Mishnah Berurah, you write dereiso in the mechaber. You're not in your own cheshbon of the sugi over here. You have to analyze. Ripping toilet paper, they says deraiso. He writes in the Shai Tzion, I am bialocha posha vada deraiso. Pelo, they point out. In your own cheshbon, for you should only be a derabonon. Because who you see tikkun, you don't see kilkul over here. Fine, but eshiel maisif osir. That means we had six malchum, we took it to a case of toilet paper, and we had different ways to apply it.
Why is it not
killed? By Pseich, based on Tzavar. Again, the case over here, in Mechaber's case, he says you see Tikkun when a person rips the paper to put one side in the garbage, one side on top of a spit. Is it clear that you see Tikkun? This is called the same case of toilet paper. He's saying on this halacha, one top of another, right? On this Mechaber, says the Mishabruah, therefore we're ripping toilet paper.
But he's saying I'm ripping toilet paper.
Right? I'm saying I'm ripping paper to put on top of the spit.
Yeah, but like what
you
were saying about the
ripping. I'm saying over what Mishabruah. You want to argue Mishabruah? Now, the mice said, practically, you go to the bathroom, and there's no toilet paper with the mice, what do you go do? So, one person in the Chabura told me, Mabaya, use water. So I see some faces over here. But the Shakamai and Tshuva writes, use water. The Shemus Amokin says, yeah, even during the week I use water. What's the problem over here? The B'Shalom of Zelbushin says, use water. Fine. So a lot of people are showing me that's lack of Kadabrias. How can they go do that? They can't design. Could be it's a sensitivity thing not to use water. How could it be? I just ask you a question. Let's say there was no toilet paper even to wear. What would you do? What would you do? It's Friday night. You use a bathroom and there's nothing in the bathroom. What would you do except for the sink? What would you do? Think about that. Fine. Maybe not think about it, but think about it. What would you do? Fine. So the Maaseh, the Olim seems to understand that Slack covered the Brius use a case of water. So what's the option? So they point out, L'chura, mitzad ha'sugya muksa, the lochan simen shun yubayz, you have a head to cover the Brius. So is your toilet roll muksa not? Is it mavucha among the achoinim, mitzad ha'sugya muksa? How do you look at toilet paper? How do you look at dental floss? All these, or silver foil, what is it exactly? Is it be'etzem, the toilet paper is finished? And when you're ripping it, it's called shtamshus? But no, it's a, they're selling you something that's not finished, you're ripping it, you have the issa of Masakya Mono. And also, therefore, it's Nechlegedek Mukta Mach Meskufoy. Are you finishing it off and then Mukta Mach Meskufoy or Klishal Mach the Isser? Machlok is a shokel among the swarm. How do you look at you look at toilet paper? On the side of Klishal Mach the Isser, it's Munatarku from Mikoimoy. Mitzad the Suga of Mukta Mach Meskufoy, the Lochan Simich near Bays, but the Suga Kola Bias is Mutu. And we don't have to worry about that, Mitzad the Suga of Mukta. Except over there, it's very clear in the Machaber that it depends. If you were responsible for you put toilet paper over there and you didn't do that, the knasa would not matter you mukso. The swam say, but let's say it's a mukum tziburi, or in a house where there's a bunch of people, lad after your chayas, and ekonami, you'll have a head to have covered up abrius. But let's say you're alone in a house for Shabbos, and it was your responsibility, there is no heter. Mukso is mutter, house covered abrius. Now, therefore, what to go do? You have toilet paper. The eighth lechur is to go use it without ripping it. Pull it off and use it. Who else you to go rip it? Use it. It's still attached. No. The LMI, it really depends. Whose house are you in? What do afterwards now? Right? If it's in, other people can go use it, and like for Eckel, other people have an app to go use it. So they say, now what to go do? Say if you flush. What happens? It's a grumma that the toilet paper will get ripped over here, especially if you flush Bishinoi. So in case of a covered abuse, Bishinoi, of a grommah, the grommah of etzem should be mutter meatoyo. Mokum hefse lemaiso come along to be makel of not hefse chilum machmer. Yes, come up here, so lemaiso be makel without a sugar of grommah. So the correct thing is to use it without ripping it. And then flush, but in case of shinoi. Let's say a person, let's say is the amount left on the toilet roll is not enough to pull. Or for whatever reason, a person cannot go do that because whatever's left behind, people will not appreciate that way. So then what do you go do in that case? So this one would say a third option. A guy, call up BS, go tell a guy. Let's go rip toilet paper for you. Not to wipe for you. Go get rip toilet paper for you. Or fourth, eighth, so come on the Chalkas Yaakov. And it goes to Bialocha. The tiny is up here, the Bialocha. You only need one side, not the other side. Draw a bottom. Call up BS, mock him, draw a bottom. Mice, no problem. My father, Mice, of Imori, disagrees. Says, you want Mice on both sides over here. Back to Shalom Deraiso. Therefore, most of them come along, 20 different swarms come along and say, then you do a Bishinoi. The elbow. With your mouth, you rip Bishinoi. That means the last thing to go do is rip Bishinoi. It's better the Kavla Bias by the Drabon of Mekel. I mean, couldn't I say by Kavla Bias, Drabon of Mekel? For the grass, it won't be Issa Krail and Misakamon, maybe. Mishmur says it's against Yishalmi. You know, Echim and Agdon was the one who caused the grass. Also, it's the Drabon of Mekel. The Drabon of Mekel. No, there is bit kamaya in the sink, but the rip it is a second level. That's koy koy koy. That's only grommel. So, af mechatek, I don't think anyone cares. Unless you're mechatek, it's not negated to the idea of your online or offline. No difference. Because no one's makbid amidasai. Unless you have OCD, no one's makbid amidasai. You have to have three squares. No, most people care three or four.
We don't care about the line or the line.
No, unless you're OCD, unless you whatever. Unless you mark the one three squares or four squares. But no one cares. Do you even know how many squares you use?
Why am I ripping on the line?
You rip whatever comes out. You're not ripping on the line. When's the last time you ripped on the line? You rip whatever happens. So Maisa comes out, the Olim says right away, just do a machine oil. That's not the best thing. First, you can use water if it doesn't bother you, Kol HaKavod. are fine. If you can't do that, then echnami, use it without ripping. Then do a case of grommel. Get a go even better. But in the last thing, echnami, rip it over here.
But who are you relying on?
Who are you
relying on for again?
Shinoi. Drabon and Kavod Abrius. Kavod Abrius is matter of Drabon and Kavod Abrius.
Yeah, but it's the right
stuff. Shinoi, Drabon. Shinoi, Drabon.
What's the comment from Mr. Abrius as in the second?
Even Mishmur is the rice of Korea, you write that, al Shino, you make a drabon. How do you rip a Shino? With your mouth, he says, with the elbows.
Doesn't he show in the picture?
Why can't I do that?
Because it's better to do cases that are kal tchilal, parshas, to use a toilet paper. Anyway, you have to, anyway, doing mukso, so use it. Don't rip it. Don't rip it. Why rip it for? Of course, it's always better to do less of an issa. You have a choice of cutting four pieces, one long piece, if I do one long piece. Now, the Bialach is Mamshuch with the idea of opening up a letter. The starting point of this Indian is a pre Chodosh in Simon, in Yodei, Simon Kuv Yud Ches, discussed in the Suga of Boston, the Salam and Ayin. That means the case of they were discussing when a Yid wants to make chulent for Shabbos morning, takes a chulent, puts it into the oven of a guy. And therefore, you have a bayah, your chulent by the guy, and you want to make sure it stays kosher that way. So the locha is, they have to put seals around the oven. It says in the Chodesh, Medinai, one seal lemais is enough. Now he says the minig is to do two, we put a lock on, and then we take paper and wrap around the oven, and that's what the Klai Yisrael would do. No, the yid put inside. The fire is there, you put inside. So come along the Prichodesh points out there are two problems over here. Number one, he says, Mitzalasuga, Bosses Alman Ayim, Ika didn't need one, and the Maisa, the Kamda, those were Machmer to do two, we passed the Maisa one. Voidi points out, Mitzad Yochumro is Melvide Kulo, that now you're putting paper around it. How do you open up Shabbos morning? You rip off the paper, you undo the lock, you take out the Shulant over here. The Maisa doing an Issa of Korea. According to Rambam, the total of Korea is putting paper together and disconnecting it. Even Isser deraiso. I gotta go tell me beside the minig of Klal Yisrael when you didn't get letters on Shabbos to go tell a guy to rip open the letters. He says the Yidin Amaratzim, whether Ashkenazim or Sfaradim, no difference. All Amaratzim over here. The Chura to Isk going to do a Malacha deraiso is Osagomer. Osagomer. That means Chamsi is very clear that says the fact that you go tell a guy. Bichodesh very clear. The fact that you go tell a guy that paper around the oven to rip it off is like a case of a lead over here, and to open up on Shabbos, even though it's a guy, it's the Rabbanon, but tell a guy to do a malacha deraisa, the locha in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hey is only the Rabbanon, Shavuos is Shavuos, it's only one Shavuos, you're even a sir, you don't call like the Baal Iter, it's also Gomer. Chamsi says it's an issa deraisa. Bichodesh says it's issa deraisa. Well, step by step. If you don't mind, Zaidi. Came along the Chamsi, and he saw the new Sefer Pri Chodosh, and he writes this Toys Gomer. He asked it what is mutter, he asked it what is osir. The fact that he wanted tiny one seal is enough, that's not true. Medina, you need two seals. You need two seals, Mitzad Sugar Boston Salamanayin. Mitzad, the idea over here, that you want Taina to rip it, is even Isser, it's not true, Lamaisa, it's Mutter. He says, what happened, one time I met him, face to face, and we had out on the Sugya. But Shosaklin, he kept quiet. The Bichodesh could not answer back the Chamtzvi. Couldn't answer back. Now, what exactly was a Taina the give and take? He does not say the Chamtzvi and Shuvah. You could say from different avenues, what was the Kasha against? What bothered the Chamtzvi and says his toys come over here? What's the problem? So this is one way to say where the Tala Oris and the Shemosodim and others bring down the Cholapachism Locho Shein Tzrich Lagufoy when ripping paper. Therefore, it's a case to Rabbanon. So go tell the guy to go do it by case to Rabbanon Shvosh Shvosh. And the Pre-Chodesh himself paskin Sim Tov Sad Ches like of Shimon Locho Shein Tzrich Lagufoy is Potter. So one way you can argue, how can you tell me it's Deraiso? It's Locho Shein Tzrich Lagufoy is Potter. One question, one way of asking it. A second way of asking it, come along the Eli Rabba and Simon Shin Zayin. When you have a Dafshol Tanner that you cemented on top of the Tanner. What? That's a great question. It's my colleague to get a different time. No. The Eliyahu and Simch Zion says that we know we have a Dafsha Tanner that's cemented onto the Tanner. We have the Locha and Simch Yidal Sefiyot. We have the Aloha and Simulation and Test at the end. That Medina, a person can destroy the Dafsha Tanner to get out of the food from inside the Tanner. It looks like Poydna, so Adai Kai, or the case of Adai Kotun. But my sense mutter. Since El Rabba, you can destroy the Tanner. The papers around it, you can destroy the paper also. You can destroy the paper, just like the Dafsha Tanner, who did the paper. Boy, come on, Numa Sachoin, the most Sachoin is, we have a Mephushin and Sefta against you. The Sefta says, Kur Ur, Gabi Chavis. First, you rip the Ur off the case of a Chavis. If so, see Kriya, Lemaisa Kili's mutter. How the world come to ask it over here? Now, you could tell me, Lemaisa, we have the Kham Tzvi, he met the Bichodesh, he wants to argue. Maybe one was the God of the Dor, one much younger, like Shlomo Zalman and the Chaznish, and therefore he didn't want to answer. You can say different things over here. Lemaisa, you look up the history, they were 1 year apart in age. The Bichodesh lived less than 40 years. The Kham Tzvi wrote this when he was 35, and the Bichodesh was 36 years old. That's when this Maisa happened. That means they weren't one with the God of the Dor. There are two contemporaries, the same door, same age, they could talk to each other, they're young people over here. Maisa, and one said, you made a mistake. Toys Goma, the Shosakli, kept quiet to me. That means Pashis, if you were read just Kham Tzvi after Pichodosh, you would say, Shosakli, that's it. We don't go like the Pichodosh at all. The Lok of the Kham Tzvi came along with Mishnah Brua and he says, read on the Pichodosh. Came along, read on the Pichodosh. He saw the Pichodosh. What happened over here? So you could start clarifying what exactly is he saying it's mutter. Kham Tzvi says what you came up to ask is mutter. The case over there was the guy who ripped the paper to taking the food out of the oven. Are you come to matter for you to rip the paper or the guy to rip the paper? What's that over here? So come along the Prim Gon Fair Soul and the Mishpura is very clear. He come along and says we're mattering the guy. How in the world do you want to ask the guy to rip the paper? That's matter the guy to go rip the paper. Sounds like we're bothering him is Melacha Shein, Tzvi Lagufoy, or Dafshal Tanner, and let a guy go do it. The Yaiv in Shuva, the end of his Shuva, when he's quoting his father, Kham Tzvi, brought down by the Shari Shuva, in Simon Shin Zayin, brought down by the Mishnah Brua, he says, Kabbalta me over its mutter Aide Yisrael. Kham Tzvi is saying, even on the Yisrael, my says mutter. Come on, Dain Fishy has the orders to Mr. Brewer. Says, it's me. Why in the world is saying the Kham Tzvi? You're saying the Loch is only Mutter Aliyah Goy? The Yavid said, my father told me it's Mutter Aliyah Yisrael, and you, Mr. Brewer, quote out of Zimrich and Zion. It's Mutter Aliyah Yisrael. So, we have a shallow. What is the head to the Kham Tzvi? And the Pasha Kham Tzvi is saying the Loch is Mutter Aliyah Yisrael also. Kurag HaBechova said, it's theft over here. Now, to be clear, the Al-Khura, they point out the Bialoch himself and the Chaznish and others, there are two types of letters. We'll call one a bill, and one we'll call an envelope. That means today when you get bill, a Chashmel bill, a phone bill, it's one piece of paper that you have to open up, and it falls open up to one thing. In the olden days, they called it the airplane letter or aerogram, but no one knows what that is anymore. But it's something that you can open up, and it's one thing. There's another case over here that's causing an envelope, which has a piece of paper inside. What are we discussing over here? A bill or an envelope? What is the kimto over here? So, if you read the Achronim, some of them are discussing one case, some are discussing another case. Some are discussing an envelope, some are discussing a bill. You could say, which one is more to Aser? You could say, a bill, a mice is a ticking thing itself, I open up, and I gain out of it. Mashing an envelope, I'm ripping, throwing on the garbage. More to Aser, a bill over here. Mice the Chaznish, when he says over, he says, let's analyze it. By the case of a bill, according to the Rambam, it's Kireo. But according to Rashi, I see ticket. Because I'm opening it, I can see what I want over here. I see ticket over here. Therefore, it's not Kireo. Bill has less of a reason being Kireo over here. So maybe if I get, says the Chaznish, but I don't see ticket mono, so maybe it is Kireo. He ends up Echshi, either way, it's a Shalom of the Raisa. Rashi, the Rambam, you have to be Machma, a Shalom of the Raisa. But again, the question of course is sign a gate to a case of a bill, sign a gate to a case of an envelope. The Apostle will make on both, the Apostle will machma on both. If you analyze it, what is the Pre-Chodesh's case? Pre-Chodesh's case is a Tanu, which is like an envelope. And that is his case. I mean, even though Mishabuah starts off the case of a bill, he ends off with an envelope, Pre-Chodesh's case is the case of an envelope. Because you have the oven and something wrapped around it. Lemaiso, what do you do with these bills and envelopes? Halacha. So first of all, the Eli Rabba says that before Shirisha, my real says the Maisa Tzmutter, even Ali Da Yisrael. The Yavis passes this way in his Shuvah. The Akamel goes this way, even Ali Da Yisrael, the Maisa Tzmutter. Either one. At Salashani, come to Pichodosh, and he asks everything, even Ali Da Goy. Punk Fakert. He asks everything. The Maisa Al Salashlishi came along the Mishnah Bureau. He says, I'll be Makel Ali Da Goy, and Koshke in the case of an envelope. He's only make a day guy. Came on Chaznish. He says, by the case of an envelope, Maisa, we have a deceptor. Great Orga Bechopis. Avadis motor. You rip the envelope. It's not Shchosa. Avadis motor. And therefore, the Bris Olam and Nine Fisher, they want Taina. Avadis motor. Even on Moshe and Shuva and Igris, Chelk Alvstim Kuchar Beis, and the Chaim Noah, they want Taina. You're right. As Korea should be motor, except one of the common Korea, after Seft has been the Tzarek Shabbos. There's no Tzarek Shabbos, really after Shabbos. But Moshe says it should be Mutter, but it's not Tzarek Shabbos. That's why it's Osir. Otherwise, they argue on the Mishnah Berurah. That means, Numa Zachorim say, Mishnah Berurah, you're calling Pri Chodesh, this is a scepter against you. Maiso, for those who want to follow the Mishnah Berurah, and discuss, they advise him as a Shuvah about ripping tailship bags on Shabbos. He says, we follow the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, the Tzarek Kodol Aydei Goy is Mutter. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here. Bnei Baisim says, you want to rip potato chip bags on Shabbos, or a bag with cups inside. Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, Tzarek Kodol Aydei Goy. So now the question really is, how do we understand the Tosefta? I mean, until now we're discussing what is the definition of Kareah. We have numerous ways to understand what is the Malach of Kareah. Now, we know what the Malach of Kareah is. What is the Heter of Kareah of this Tosefta? Focus on this point now. We have a Tosefta in Shabbos and in Beah, two different places. The words are Kare Odom es Or Shapi Achovis. First, you can rip Or off a case of a Chovis of a barrel, whether the Chovis of Yain or Myris. But Vajle is Kavan Lasa Zinuk, as long as you do not make a spout. Brought down by the Rashba, brought down by the Beis Yosef and Simon Shin Yodalad, brought down by the Mogar Avram, by the Eli Rabba, the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, the Graz, Mishnah Berurah, the Archa Shulchan, afterwards, Paiskim, Chaim Noah, Moshe, the Chaznish, and others. There's a drop different lashonas brought down by the Chai Odom, by the Tver Sol and the Kitzer. The way how they, those three say it over, they say a case where a kli wrapped around kilmzer karchu savapiyam beged. You have a kli wrapped around the kli. You have either beged or ar, and wrapped around that you have a rope holding the beged or ar around it. A person can rip that. They can rip the beged. They can take off the rope and rip the beged. Now the question is, what is this heter over here of this tosefta? Now, there are those who want to know the tosefta is dafka case. The oil tell me it's a heter in food. Kargah bechovis, but the case of yain, the heter in food. So first of all, numerous swarm say the heter of food is negate yontif loy matzilu zeva Shabbos. You want to discuss yontif? Maybe. Maisa, they point out the way the chay odom in the kitzur and tversol all three say it over. They did not mention not one word of food. Say there's a beged or ar wrapped around the kli. They did not mention that one word of food. Says the Chaznish, the sept is matting a letter. Says the Moshe, the sept is being matter a letter. The Moshe is not the Tzarek Shabbos. That means the Paiskim is saying it's not negate only to food, it's negate to any and every case. So don't tell me the case of food. If so, what is Pshat and the sept? Why am I says Mutter? Where is one lamb that's Malachas? Why is it Mutter for? So the Pirish of the sept, Chazdei Dovid, you want Taina, it's Pshimin. Shinah holds Malachas Shein, Sikhul Gufoi is not Chayiv. The Rambam does not bring down the Tosefta because he holds his Chayiv. He, Lashitase, holds his Osir, and we, my soul, is not Chayiv. The Chayim say, that's very good, it should be Potter. The Tosefta says, Mutter. So left, really, what is the heter of this Tosefta? Says the Graz, I'll tell you the heter. You want to know why, where's the Makar, you allowed to rip paper? The Lachan Sif, your Gimel, said, allowed to rip paper. So let me stack him on. You know where I got it from? Tosefta. It's one entity, one goof over here, or the mice is motor. The Graz is saying the heter of this mechaber, the pshat why career paper, because why the whole idea of career, the definition of career, is a bunch of things together. We have one entity, you want to rip a plastic tablecloth, motor, rip or motor, rip paper is motor. One thing in the mice is motor. Where did I get it from? Tosefta, that's where I got it from. We were taught by numerous poskim, Thila Dovid, Chadush Arim, Chaynor, or Letzian. They point out, that comes out, the idea of Psikis Tolosh and the Sefter and Ur and the case of Nir is all one heter. It's all the same heter, one thing over here. ripping something that's one entity is mutter. They point out that there'll be come out a massive chumra over here. That means the maaser will discuss next time more practical cases. Let's save a bag of chips together. We exactly to open the bag of potato chips. So rip it open when it's glued together. You're ripping when it's glued, the Mishnah says, Mechaba says, not to rip the glue together. The heter according to the graz of the seft is to rip the bag and not the glued area. Come along of the Yashiv, and the Shmashamba says, we have the chosh of the graz, the cholopox, the chumro. Again, Mishnah Berurah says, you're wrong, it's against the Yishalmi. My son, those ants, the Yishalmi. And therefore, they say, do not rip it when it's glued together. According to the graz, what's that? You have to rip in the bag itself and not what's glued together. That means a lot of people are makbid to only it's glued together. So the Yashiv, I turned, makbid now it's glued together. Again, the case of the Mechabit says that it's glued together is the toldo is the teifer and the unglued is toldo is kareya.
I think the whole bag is
so, no, this the glued together is the area glued together, but the entity, the side area we're ripping, that's one piece. The glue is not one piece.
It's glued on itself. It's one piece. It fits in one bag. It's one piece. It's glued on itself. No, I'm asking.
No, but you're re-ripping. You're ripping the glued area.
No, but it's glued on itself.
You're ripping the glued area.
So it's not
again, that's what kind of massive aside over here, but it comes in a massive chum also. The Meister who disagrees with his Mahalach, the first Mahalach, Rishbu disagrees. Right, he says, Yisham is against it. So how do you answer this? So you read slowly the Chai Odom and the Kitzer, they're very clear. They said it's a het of Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos. They write the Korah with the Sefer, Mutul Akurim, Washainel Mekalkul Mutul Tzarek Shabbos. Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos. But Moshe in the Shuvah is Marach, in this Yisoid, in Nafav, he comes along and says that since the definition of Korah has to be a Tikkun, you do an act of a Kilkul over here, it's a het of Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos. Beer Dover. The Chur, when you open a bag of potato chips, it's true that there's a mila that night get the potato chips out. However, it's how the bag is a kilkul. It's how the bag is being ruined over here. That's a bag that has no mila to it. But the Olam calls it tikkun b'makom acher. Therefore, when a person rather have the sealed bag, except he can get the food, so he's destroying the bag. The pula that you're doing is a tikkun b'makom acher. It's how the thing itself, lemaisa, it's going to be not good for it. Since it's a kilkul, it's Erech Shabbos, lemaisa, it's mutter. Who disagrees with that? The Be'alocha in Simon Shini Dalit is because of a sugi ve'ein bini v'sir b'keilim. He says, maybe there's a het according to Rashi as kelkel. Says the Be'alocha, loy metzinu shum shvus that's muta al yedei yisol mitzad the get of kelkel at Tzarek Shabbos. That's the same page we're bringing down to the Sefer of the Mishmur in Simon Shini Dalit. The same omid, he says, loy metzinu shum shvus that's kelkel at Tzarek Shabbos is muta. That means the Mishmur disagrees. That's not shot in the Tosafter. It's on the same page. He says, don't tell me this heter that the Kitzur says over, the Chai Odom says over, and Moshe says over. That's not the aside of the heter. So back to the question. So what is pshat in the Tosafter? According to the Mishnah Berurah. Come on, the Chazni Cheskel. He has a pierce on the Tosafter. He wants a taina. It's the or is bottled to the Chavis. Just like in the case of Chavis. There's no to the Kriya. Because the Chavis is something that's hard. Here also, this thing is a bottle to the thing itself, and therefore there's no din kriya to it. Chaim no brings it down, there's numerous kashas against it, but ke'inza the other achronim come along with the fourth malach, not bottle to the chovitz, but it's bottle to the oichel. That means we have the lochan simi shenidalat simches, the sugar what they call chaislis. In chaislis came along the mechaber and says, you have a case of almonds or walnuts, you want to break it and take it out, there's no problem, I'd say sir. Everyone sees that, what are you doing? Come and get the food out over here. Therefore, the idea of bringing the chaislis does not apply to food. You also like break open a nut. Who didn't? Can you rip an orange? You peel an orange. It's kareya. Everyone sees what the orange is part of the food. Again, the food. No one tells you ripping an orange is kareya. Can't do that on Shabbos. It's bottle of the oichel. Says the Shvita Shabbos and Mishal Mazalman and El Biyashim. The het over here. It's bottle of the oichel. It's a het of the sugya of chayslis. Just like chaysel is mata boynan chayser, chays is also going to be mata the sugya of kareya over here. Now Moshe and Shuvo. He's very clear, he says this mahalach, but not pshal and tesefto. And the Moshe agrees that two are time why can rip bags on Shabbos. Number one, he says, the kilkul tzarek Shabbos, like the chayodim and the kitzer. And number two, he says, it's halasugim chayslis. But that's not pshal and tesefto, but he agrees to this, he said over here. Sorry? We'll get to that maybe. A fifth malach, the Olam Red the Chazanish, I assume, came on the Chazanish, and he has Yisoid all over Shabbos, and Yuchid over here. He says, when a person does a pool on Shabbos, he has to define, tell me what you are doing. Tell me exactly what the pool are you doing. He says, by the case of a Chavis, you want to get the wine out. The person says, I'm breaking the Chavis to get the wine out. I'm saying, I'm getting the wine out. I'm getting the food out. He says, if I break the Chavis because I'm angry, I'm even Isser Deraisa, because I'm coming to break. I'm coming to break the Chavis to get the food out. That's Mutter, because I'm getting the food out. I'm not breaking, I'm getting the food out. Build upon this, says the Chaznish, who didn't get the Sugya of Kareo? When I'm ripping something to get the food out, what am I doing? Getting the food out. The Sefer is telling you, I'm always getting food out, or always getting cups out, getting anything out. I might say I have an envelope, getting something out, that's not nichna get the malach I'm doing over here. I'm always thinking something else, that's not misyachas, machash of the pool of the breaking or the ripping over here. It says the Chaznish, maybe Belosh and Efsher, that's only a case of a Dirabana, a case of a Hashkos or a Kelkel. Then we come along and say the Lochla Meister, there'll be Semich only upon this when number one, will you be Mashkis, the thing itself, a case of a Kelkel. Then, when you come to pull it, get the food out, or the cups out, then the mice sets mutter. The Lashoni, the Simcha Bonim, others go with this Mahalach. We said over five Mahalachim. All five, you have to realize, is not the Mishnah Berurah, not the Bri Chodosh. Go through each one. First Mahalach has to be something that's a bunch of things together, is definitely get a Kareah, one thing is not Kareah. Bri Halacha says, the Shami is against it. Fine. Who disagrees also? Bri Chodosh. Case of paper wrapped in the oven. He disagrees. Mishmur and Pichodesh disagree. The second case we're saying is Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos the Maisa's Mutter. Who disagrees? The Mishmur says Loi Matzina Shom Shuos. Pichodesh says the case around the oven the Maisa's Ulcer. Third situation saying something that's bought to the Chavis, therefore the Maisa's Mutter. We have the case of the Chut that's wrapped around the Kli. Why is it Mutter? Says the Mishmur Rebayav Kureya. Why is not Shaykh Amnas lit for? What do you mean? The rope wrapped around the clay is what gets part of the clay. That means he's saying not like the Chazon Yecheskel. Also, come on the Pre-Chodesh and says we have a case of paper wrapped around the tanner. I'm saying not like Chazon Yecheskel. You cannot rip the paper. Even though it's part of the case of the tanner over here. The fourth Malach is saying it's part of the Eichel. And they have a sugya of Chesles over here. The Maisel, the Bialochus, is Machman in the case of an envelope. According to the Chadnish, he says, what's the Maisa should be Motor? Void, come on the Pichodesh, he says, in case of a Tanner, I'm coming to Machmo here.
Why is there a Tanner?
Sorry, what?
Why is Tanner Isle?
There's food over here.
Yeah, but it's two levels.
It should not make, really make a difference. He actually discussed in the Chadnish High School, you have two levels. Not make really much of a difference.
The envelope, what do you see?
Sorry, what?
The envelope, what do you see? That
does not matter. So, two things by Chlesis. One, Lukura, the case of an envelope, the Chadnish Lukura, it's the paper is bottled thing itself. Chaisel applies love after food. The Oid, we point out even then with the Sugya of Chaisel, the Mishabua learned like the people got it, the head of Chaisel is not a din that's bottled the food. It's Dafka a case in the gear to the tomorrow is coming to develop and ripen it. And therefore, since it's coming to be more the wrapper to the thing itself and ripen the special, that's where the head of Chaisel. It's not any clear wrapped around, the Mishabua sounds like. There's no head of Chaisel. Sorry, what? No, he said, sorry, Kodal Degoy. The Shmuel is Machman envelope, sorry, Kodal Degoy. So, all five Mahalchim, back to the Eichel, back to the Chavis, Chesl, Chura, not Mishmuel, and not the Pichodosh. So, what's Pshad, Mishmuel and Pichodosh? We have a Teseft over here. Come on, Knei Baisim, and a couple people go like this Malach. It must be the case of the Teseft, or Kura, or Gabi Chavis, is when a person can physically remove the whole entire or without ripping the R. Without ripping the R. Without Kureh Or Gabi Chavis, meaning where it's attached to the Chavis, that area where it's a Chiba Grua, like the case of a Magufa, Magufi La, take off the lid, the thing itself. Here we're discussing the R off the Chavis, but to rip the Chavis is no Heter. What? That might spout, not because you have Bayah making a spout. We're ripping it, don't rip it in the way, there's a spout to come out from it.
There's no two ways.
No, there is. You rip it off in a way, leaving over a spout, and not taking the whole time thing off. But the Bada says of Knei Boisim, you cannot rip the R. Otherwise, you have no Pshat and Mishnah Berurah. The only reason why it's more to the R from the Chavis is because of a Chiba Grua.
According to that, what would be the Chiddush of Tesefta?
is saying by the chibah grua, you're allowed to, like the chesed magufa shachovis. Now, it comes out, now this way, the Mishmua is saying, a massive chiddush, you want to rip things on Shabbos, says the Knei Boisim, what's halacha? You can, you want to open back up Shabbos, very simple, tzarek kodol adei goy. Otherwise, there's no other way. How do you, we have to sefter, no gentleman sefter, or gabi chavis, it's only mutter. Where the or was connected to the chavis, like the guvish of chavis. I don't know. It does. No, it's only there. It's like only Magush Chovis, where it's very easy to take off. He says Chiba Gur calls it. Now the Ma'ase says first this Malach Knei Boisim. He says over Dain Fisher and Shubi quotes him. It says Dvorm Tmurim the Cholze Einoi. Melech Shabbos Rav Shturm, when he quotes him, his words are also Ze Vada Einoi. Rav Shturm gives us comment a sefer called Shamin Isim. Over the Shaman Isim writes Avada, us opening bags on Shabbos is also Gomer, ever go to share. It starts over Skila and Osa and Chayiv. You can't open up bags on Shabbos. Fine, you have to, you get a goyit or a kodel, otherwise, what the heck over here is. So, Rav Shlomo Machlo Meister writes a very nice comment to Mr. Kaplan. He writes, Agav, wrote about opening up bags is also Niklai Solomon's mutter. Very nice comment, Agav, you're wrong. Niklai Solomon's mutter is mutter. Meister, you can't go do that. Nice comment. The Minister Usher, when he has a tshuva about in the Chelek Aleph, he Maisi says against Rishonim, against Poiskim, he has a list about it. He wants to say not that way. Baruch HaMaisi happened over 20 years ago. For those who are here so remember that Pepsi came out with something called Pekak Shabbos. That meant basically that they had the soda bottle, you could open up with no ring to it. No ring, it's dangerous, people put things inside. So they put a plastic over it. And the plastic over the cap, and they would call Pekak Shabbos. Now Kedem does it also, not Pekak Shabbos maybe, but the Kedem Shi Laftime, they also have the cover and plastic over it. Now, is that mutter, is that also? So, Chazon Yecheskel Lemaise writes, it's mutter. Kilis Yaakov writes, Borosh Mutter. Sliyazah holds the mutter, and was signed on the Pekak Shabbos on Pepsi by the Yashiv, Novosner, and the Chudashani. Rav Shtomer writes in Shuvin Chelik Dalad, it was signed by the Badats and the rival of the Badats, I assume he means Eben Yisrael, and he himself signed to it, agreed to it also, the Maisetz Mutter. It's Kor Gabi Chovish, before Shuvin Sefto, and the Shambing, and the Shemir Shabbos Lachosoi, and our Fath, our Shabbos, Minchus Osher, Nubis Swarm, and Paiskin came along and said, the Maisetz Mutter. Let's say over, the Knei Boisim walked into the Badats and says, if you do not remove your Ashkocha, I'm leaving the Badats. I wrote a Shuvin Chelik Aleph. It's Osa Gomer. And then he wrote a Chuvah, the Chelik Gimel. How is Issa Dereiso? Issa Dereiso to rip it. Zerach Kodol Ayede Goy, maybe. Otherwise, what's the answer? And he says, it's a Pri Chodosh. It's the Mishnah Brua. He says, he has a Prima Godom, Gam Mysterious. He says, he has a Mogan of Rom. Our Paiskim, how can you give Ashkocho, Mahadrim, Bedats over here? Bnei Brach, how can you go do that? This is a Mishnah Brua over here. The thing is Osa Gomer. It's Pri Chodosh. The thing is Osir. How can you go do that? What's the etter over here? So the question is, what is the etter? We go against the Mishnah Berurah, against Pri Chodesh. What's the satamah to it? So Maisa, no one has seen this anymore, these on Pepsi anymore. Kedem, but they don't advertise their Pekak Shabbos. Right? No one, they're doing it maybe for other reasons, I don't know why they're doing it for. Well, Kedem's in America, Kedem's saying. Maisa, it's a great idea. Besides Shabbos, it saves people, so you machatech, you open up the soda bottles, saves them makapachis, boina. It was an awesome idea. Came along, they basically stopped it. They stopped it. Why? Because Mamish is the rice of Korea over here. Haki Mishibur is also over here. What's the answer? So the question is, what really leads to next world? What is a world that our head to rip things on Shabbos if Mishibur asks it? You quote it to Sefta, but according to their saying, Sefta means not ripping the R, ripping the R from the Chavis. What is the head to over here? So, to end off with 4 points. First, how can we step upon it? Number one, before the case over here is a kilkul. A kilkul is only a chash drabon, some drabon lukulo. It's machalik, some drabon lukulo, right to Baskin. Number two, who says the minigis in Mekel? The Pri Chodosh. He writes, they might not be on Rashi from Sona Ashkenazim, but he writes the miniklai solos in Mekel. See, he already wrote the miniklai solo a few hundred years ago, the Maisa was to Mekel. So you have a sub drabon in the miniklai solo was to Mekel. Number three, we have Gdelum, we say it's motor, we have the Chayotum. We have the kids here, as Ramosha says, Kilkul Tzarek Shabbos is Mutter. But number four, even more than that, who says Kibbe Samech on the Makilim? The Chavetz Chaim says Kibbe Samech on the Makilim. Two different Chavetz Chaims. One is the Chavetz Chaim in a Sefer called Nincha Yisrael, written to the Americans, a sefer called Machni, so written to the ones, those of the Russian army. One was written before the Mishmaru Chelek Gimel came out. One was written in the, after the Mishmaru Chelek Gimel came out. Don't tell me before. After he wrote it, one before, one afterwards. Printed one before, one afterwards. He writes over there the words of the Chayodom. That person has a kli wrapped around it with a beged and a rope wrapped around it. Says the words of Mishmaru Lekroy HaBeged Sholom. You can rip the beged. He writes it. He says you can rip it. He quotes the Chayodom. He says you can be samech upon it. Vo'id. The Sharetzin in Simon Shin Zayin over there on Sifkot and Samach Zayin, he's discussing getting envelopes on Shabbos, what to go do. He says the Tzara Godel can be Samech, what's brought down the Shari Tshuva that brings down the El Rabba, the Chamsvi. What's the Chamsvi say? Say Meh Peh Peh the Pri Chodosh as Matal Adai Yisrael. Says the El Rabba is calling, I have a four Shirish in the Maril that says even Adai Yisrael on my said Smotr. Mishnah Berurah says Tzara Godel be Samech on the Chamsvi and the Ali Rabba and the Maril. I'm saying this, what to be Samech over here? I spoke to Mr. Kaplan about what he wanted to say for, I can only talk who I can talk to about this. And I've talked to him numerous times about this question, how he came along to be Machmer on people of Yisurim, of ripping things on Shabbos. One time I spoke to him a half hour on the signal, another time 45 minutes. At the end, he had no answer. He told me I could say over in his name, I had no answer, but I'm not the Prechodesh, I'm not Shostakli. It's osir. I'm just not in the sugya. Say I'm not in the sugya, but it's osir. So ask him a bunch of questions. Tell him, say over the minigas mekel. Say I'm machmer tavla brocho. Yesh amin lismoich. Say I'm moishet loshen l'maisa ein lahater. He said, no. It's osir. It's osir over here. Maisa the Chofetz Chaim says, yesh amin lismoich. Chofetz Chaim says it again. He writes a sign in his form, sign in the Sharetzin. It's din de rabbonon. That's the minig klaus already. Maisa came out over here. We have a deceptor. The two main determinants of Sefter are 2 points. Either the Heter of Kilkul Tzar of Shabbos, which is the Chayodom, the Kitzer of Moshe, or the Heter of Chayslis. Either two Mahalchim over here. And to apply practically will be Be'ez Shem next time in the Chaburah. Just what you're going to learn right now, we're not going to print all these different Sfarim. Right now, you have to really, everyone has to get their own Likud Sefer and apply practically. Whether you like the Simcha Bonim, whether you like the Orcha Shabbos, whether you like the Chodesh Shani, whether you like the Ribiyat, go through the Sefer and apply this Klom, these Halachas. We learn Bainan Seisar, we learn Korea now. We should apply it. What have to be knowing Shabbos? What can I open, what I cannot? Learning yourself, go through it yourself and read it, whether it's from the examples they say over here, and try to learn it correctly and now bring it to Halach L'Maisel. Aslach Rabbah.